Our guest at the cafe this morning is our wellness commentator, Velvet Womack, and you're now associated with
Lighthouse Education.
Lighthouse Education, right, good. Well, good morning, and,
good morning.
And welcome back. We've passed, of course, the period of time where we're wishing everybody Happy New Year, but we're still early in the year.
Yeah.
And the year is out in front of us. So there's an article here, Top Fitness and Wellness Experts Reveal What Will Be Big in 2017. This is from the Huffington Post.
Right.
And so we're gonna run through some of these things. There's something called HIIT. H-I-I-T, and this is high-intensity interval training.
Right. Those are where you're getting your burst of vigorous exercise, then you're getting a recovery time, then you can actually go back into another burst if you want to. But the studies show that when you exercise like that, there's no need to exercise for hours at a time. You can do this once a day for a small amount of time, and you get the same amount of cardio, high-intensity workout that you would as if you did it for an hour.
Now, I've heard commercials on mostly radio, I guess, for programs in the Dallas area, and they're talking about working out 20 minutes,
right?
Maybe not, but 2 or 3 days a week, that kind of thing, and getting good results. I guess that's this sort of thing.
It's similar to it, where this one is that, you know, it equals 2 45-minute of light jogging.
Uh-huh.
You know, and that light jogging is every day. With this, yeah, like you said, you could do it 2 or 3 times a week.
So HIIT, H-I-I-T, look that up. There's something called HYGGE, and it is spelled H-Y-G-G-E. This is a Danish
word,
HYGGE, and it has to do with a warm and cozy feeling.
Yeah, now that's up my alley too. So what this is dealing with is regarding your eating habits. You know, how many times have you gone on a diet and there's all these restrictions that you can't do this and you can't do that? And this is more about having the emotional connection and the calm while you're eating. And people do not realize how important it is to remain calm while you're eating. Mm.
And to take your time.
Yes, exactly.
And not hurry through it. But the other thing it says, This is about the feeling one gets from taking pleasure in the simple and ordinary.
Yes, exactly. And that's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. To appreciate small things
in life.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think
and not being so rushed getting through life.
HYGGE is what that is called, H-Y-G-G-E. We'll make a link to this article. You can look at it yourself. You'll drink more matcha is another item here. This is a Japanese powdered green tea.
Right. It's very high in antioxidants. And what I really like about this is that it doesn't have the caffeine that's associated with most green teas.
Mm-hmm.
And it boosts your metabolism.
We're talking with Velvet Womack, and Velvet is our wellness commentator. Experiential fitness.
Now, yeah, this is very interesting because it's more like a retreat that you would go to, and you get the whole experience of being disconnected, that you're getting your fitness, you're getting, I would call it like a reboost.
Mm-hmm. There's something called, it says you'll work out more, you'll work out more due to Fitnology. This has to do with the apps and stuff that you can carry with you or wear on your wrist or whatever that is monitoring your fitness.
Yeah, and really, anytime now, I mean, if you're really serious about working out, you have a plethora of Fitnology out there that you can investigate and purchase or utilize what best serves you.
Things that measure the number of steps you've taken in a day,
yeah,
and things like this.
Mm-hmm.
Learn to defend yourself.
I loved Taekwondo, and I actually became extremely fit in my lower body because as a massage therapist, my upper body was extremely strong, but my lower body was not. So when we do the defense kind of things with women, we're building muscle in all of our muscle groups.
Mm-hmm. Well, plus the need to defend yourself is goes without saying. My wife and daughter went through a women's self-defense program in Greenville. Loved it. Thought it was great. I was really glad they did it. And then the last item here is you'll rest easier by unplugging more. And we've talked about that before.
Absolutely. You know, people just don't realize how important it is to unplug. Put those cell phones away about an hour before going to bed and making sure that you're disconnected from your world. And right now, we just need to unplug from the news so that we're not all excited and thinking about that before going to bed so that we're getting that good rest.
The article is Top Fitness and Wellness Experts Reveal What Will Be Big in 2017 from the Huffington Post. We'll make a link to it. You can have a look yourself. Velvet, thanks for having a cup of coffee.
Thank you.
Velvet Womack is our wellness commentator, and she's with Lifehouse Education. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.